Tuesdays. Things are a little bit different today. I hope that's all right with you. Here on Typically Tuesdays, we broadcast on CJSF 90.1 FM radio. We are the campus community radio station from Simon Fraser University, and we broadcast on ancestral and unceded homelands of the Hunkaminam-speaking peoples and the Squamish-speaking peoples. Here at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. Myself, my name is Leslie, and I'm your host for this hour. I'm the host of Typically Tuesdays, and usually I am making this program, producing it on unceded territories of the Halkamalam-speaking peoples and the Hunkaminam-speaking peoples. But today, it's a little bit different. I'm producing today's program on different lands, and it also means that, to some extent, today's episode is a little bit different, largely because I am back in studio, back in the booth. It has been a hot minute. Don't often get to come back here and make the program, and every opportunity that I get to do so is always exciting, and it is always a blessing. It's particularly exciting this week because, actually, I'm not 100% sure. sometime maybe like late April, early May, maybe even into mid-May, who knows, in the year, I celebrate my radio anniversary. It has been, or perhaps will be, time is an illusion. I don't know anything about numbers. I have actually cognitive processing issues when it comes with numbers. But it is actually in 2025, at least by the very end of May, it would be 7 years since I started to do community radio. Always an exciting thing to think about. Also incredibly embarrassing to think about. Because I am definitely not the same Leslie that I was 7 years ago. Barely the same Leslie that I think I was even 3 or 4 years ago. But that is because I've changed, and that's the exciting thing. I've changed, I've grown, I've shifted as a person. My prefrontal cortex is now more fully developed. It is very exciting. I have better impulse control. I'm better at socializing with people because of it. And all within the span of a large handful of years. Of course, that also means that for this amount of time, I have been doing community radio, polishing up my skills, learning how to tell stories and pass on ideas and knowledge and things like that. And you have been there for that adventure. You're listening to a grown woman with some years of community radio experience. And you might have heard me been really weird in the past, and now you're hearing me maybe be just a teeny bit less weird on the airwaves. And I want to thank you for sticking with me on that journey, if that is the case. Today's episode of Typically Tuesdays, to kind of like celebrate this milestone, we're doing a playlist of songs that are like kind of like thankful and like cheerful and appreciative, and like there's like a little bit of love in there. It's like, ooh, it's like ooey gooey feelings, I guess, kind of. And later on in this hour, I'm also going to be sharing a little bit of poetry with you to express my appreciation of just being on radio and just having you in the passenger seat here with me in the only vehicle that I can actually legally drive, which is the metaphorical vehicle of being on community radio. That makes it sound really horrible. I don't drive. I'm one of those gays who don't drive. That's what I mean. So I legally cannot drive. I'm going on and on. And I'm done. but we're going to start off with today's playlist with a track by Satine. And on today's playlist, we've got a lot of really cool stuff. Lots of newer music. Some classics that I've played on the show before that I think are absolutely prime for today's themes. But a very cool one coming at you right now. Again, this is from their final album, their most recent album, and their final album together as a duo. This is Satine with Who I Am I Without Your Love, off of Satine Forever, here on Typically Tuesdays. 90.1 FM. Enjoy.
Les applaudissements ne sont pas tellement sincères. Applaudissez très fort. Voilà.
Ah oui. Merci beaucoup. Il semble que on ne doit pas danser pendant combien de minutes?
On danse immédiatement.
On y va, DJ. Bot.
Pardon mama Colombie saté, y'a qu'à pembe ni tout fazé, bon y'a les loué qu'aussi la thé. Prends ton temps, tika DJ Amadi, ça sent trop de temps, Bolingo. et fais-toi plaisir. Pardon mama kolembisate.
Pardon mama kolembisate.
Yaka pembenito fazé. Bonga lelo eko silate.
Here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. That was Pierre Quenders with Mopal Mumu and Vanny Fox on a track called Endless Night, and that was off of Pierre Quenders' latest record, Tears on the Dance Floor. Before that, you heard also a track from Tears on the Dance Floor, which, okay, I get it. It's a little bit of a cop-out. It's called Merci Beaucoup, okay? And I was just, like, trying to figure out, you know, how else... How do I say thank you to you in French, I guess, with a skit off of a beloved Congolese-Canadian musician Pierre Quenders' incredible album Tears on the Dance Floor, I guess. He even goes like, you know what, how we're gonna celebrate, thank you everyone, we're gonna dance, hit a DJ, and is that not what we're doing here on Typically Tuesdays today? Wow, the energy of today's program is really different from last week's program, if you tuned in. During last week's show, I was talking at length about heinous loser behavior. Today is really not about that, but I think, you know, that kind of like the shift in topics and the change in discussions really goes to highlight how cool community radio is, because you can talk about anything you really want to, anything that you're kind of passionate about, and sometimes it'll like strike a chord with somebody. Strike a chord? Is that what the saying is? It'll get to someone. Somebody will resonate with it. I'm just always like really fascinated and amazed by the fact that you, the listener, you can listen to whatever you want to, and you choose to tune in to this program. I feel like it's not a small feat, actually, because it means that you're willing to be challenged by what you're hearing on the radio, you know? Like I said, last week I was talking about heinous loser behavior, notorious transphobe J.K. Rowling, and I wasn't telling you to do anything in particular, but I was just asking you, you know, let's think about the situation of the world that we're in right now. Let's think about what transgender people have to face every day in their lives in our current societies right now. Even in some of the most accepting neighborhoods are potentially like sometimes like kind of like not always super duper safe for certain people in our world who are also the most oppressed and marginalized. And you might have listened to that and you were like, what an interesting thought. Or you might have listened to that and been like, I don't know about that. Or even, Leslie, you know, I'm so appreciative of what you're saying. And that's the cool thing, right? Because when you listen to Typically Tuesdays, you are willing to kind of be challenged. You are willing to kind of like question the stuff that you encounter and learn and maybe have been normalized or maybe have normalized in your world, and you're listening to a different perspective. You're also listening to somebody who is literally a person in your neighborhood. That's the other thing that I find really fascinating about community radio and why I love doing it, because when I'm talking to you, I feel like I'm talking to my neighbors. I feel like I'm talking to people in my community. You know, I know you're probably from the same area code as me. If not, then maybe you're somehow kind of interested in stuff that I am, or somehow interested in what I have to say. But that kind of makes you my neighbor, and I get to bring with you along, or get to bring you along with me on these journeys where I'm like exploring these topics that like you're not gonna hear on mainstream Canadian radio, not all the time anyways. Maybe I'll be bold enough to say you rarely ever hear about this kind of stuff in mainstream Canadian radio. And even, you know, you might even not really hear it in your podcast streaming app of choice, or the music that we play here on Typically Tuesdays. You might not be hearing that on your, what are the kids using these days? Like a TikTok algorithm and stuff like that. But you're willing to tune in and be like, I wonder what's happening on this program right now, where this host is claiming that she's gonna give me a piece of ear candy that I've never tasted before. Ear candy? Tasting from the ear. Yeah, sure, let's go with that. And sometimes you like the music that I play, sometimes you don't. But either way, you're like, I'm going to try to listen to it. And that's incredible. You have no idea how cool that is for me, a person who has been doing radio for as long as I have, to be able to like know that like sometimes I'm playing a song that like you have not heard before, that you might even like. Oh, that makes me so excited. So thank you so much for tuning in and for your support. And if you are a person who also has like told people to listen to Typically Tuesdays, oh my goodness, thank you even more. That's incredible to me. My power, my influence. Wow, it is noted, I guess. My power and influence, oh please. You know, I do think that's also one of the interesting things about community radio as well, is when you come on to the airwaves, you do actually get to have some kind of power, maybe not necessarily influence, but you have a little bit of agency to do something, to say something, using your platform to do something and say something, or using your airtime simply to like play something or do something. That was one of the reasons why I got really drawn to community radio, actually, when I was first getting into it, because I was really interested in how independent community media was able to not only empower, but also highlight voices of people who traditionally are not heard from in mainstream media. And I've been really passionate about that for a long time, and to know that people are like listening to my like silly little voice, that's really cool. And thank you for tuning in, for sticking around. Later on in this hour, I will be sharing some poetry that I wrote for you. And after this music break, I think I'm going to share some stories about the first time that I came on to community radio, the first time that I went on air. But for now, we're going to listen to some more music. Speaking of voices that you don't typically hear on mainstream Canadian radio, a few weeks ago, I think last month, my friend Sam and I, we were able to invite local J-pop idol group Nonsweet back onto the air. We had worked with them once before, and then we got to work with them again just a few weeks ago. And on that program, that was really exciting, first of all, because I've gotten pretty good feedback about that particular episode, and people are like, my goodness, I never knew that the idol music could be so interesting, that getting into idols could be so fascinating. I want to hear more of that stuff on air. But also, this is kind of relevant to that show, because on that episode, non-suite member Aylin, who used to go by Stella but now goes by Aylin, she recommended this group to Sam and me for us to listen to. This is their latest single. This is by Isege Idol, and it's called Misty Rainbow. Enjoy.
This is Bird Note.
I don't go for fancy cars.
Oh, no, no.
For diamond rings or movie stars.
No, 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 no.
I go for penguins. Oh, Lord, I go for penguins.
There's just something about penguins. pleasantly plump. They stand upright and teeter like toddlers. Penguins really are endearing. 18 different penguin species occupy the southern hemisphere. They range in size from the 4-foot-tall emperor penguins of Antarctica to the petite 1-foot-tall little penguins of Australia and New Zealand. Though often depicted in basic black and white, most penguins are more colorful. 7 species have long, jaunty, golden feather tufts above their eyes. The largest, king and emperor penguins, have necks that glisten gold. The little penguin is blue and white. Penguin ancestry dates back at least 60 million years. One species of ancient penguin stood nearly 5 feet tall, weighed as much as a human being, and had a long, vicious-looking bill. So maybe they weren't all cute, but as Lyle Lovett sings,
penguins are so sensitive, penguins are so sensitive, penguins are so sensitive to my knees.
For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Did I know?